Anna and Sim. I was just listening to Catherine McPhee's caller episode, and I felt like I had to reach out. I was in a very similar situation to Kelsey, and my boyfriend's sister was very hostile and rude towards me. She would openly get upset every time I came over and even referred to me as the girlfriend for probably 6 months straight. I handled it the wrong way. His family would just let the behavior slide, and I let it affect my relationship with my boyfriend. I finally started to realize that her behavior was about her own issues, not mine, and once I accepted that, it became so much easier to let all the comments and all the eye rolls just slide off my back. So Kelsey, I just want to let you know that first, you're definitely not alone, and second, my advice for you would be to just continue being the bigger person. Thanks Anna and Sim for everything you do. Bye.
Friends for quite a long time, and two, a few months ago, he told me that once he saw Leonardo DiCaprio on Growing Pains, that he knew he was going to be a big star.
But what was interesting about that was that I was also a kid. We're like the same age.
What's interesting about
that? I could spot talent back then.
No, what's interesting about that is how it truly is such a fucking indicative statement regarding who you are. It's like
Ashley is laughing very hard right now. No one can see us at home or in their car.
I loved him on Growing Pains, so I gotta tell you, amazing.
But you know, Ashley, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like.
But you didn't know he was gonna be the superstar.
Like, oh my god. Fuck.
Just saying that he was good on the show, but I saw something
else.
You're
now ribbing me, aren't you?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, good. Just as long as you see.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I don't see.
You don't see? Okay. Let me break it down for you, Sim.
I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. We have our guest here. I don't think we want to bore our listeners with this.
Like, I don't know. Like, you saw Tom Brady playing college football and you were like, oh yeah, I think that kid's like, he's gonna be good.
No, I wouldn't say that because it was a 6th round draft pick. He was shitty in college. I think he backed up.
Terrible example.
I would never ever have said that. Tom Brady, in fact, he defied everyone.
Fuck, I dug myself an inadvertent hole here. Ashley, I'm sorry.
You want to try again? Or if not,
no, fuck you. Okay. But but what I want to reiterate, which I think you already know. I know you already know. Is that anybody who saw Growing Pains knew that Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be a huge star.
Completely untrue. No, I think that anyone that saw This Boy's Life, I think that whoever saw...
Hey, dear listeners, let's do a little poll, if you guys feel like it. when you clocked that Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be a big star.
You know also what? I also called Olivia Wilde after she did a show called Skin. It lasted like 3 episodes. I'm like, she's going to be a big star. And I was right about that too. I'm just really good at this.
If there's any way we could make money off of your predictions, Sim.
By the way, yeah.
I could give them podcasts.
Thanks, Ashley.
You should.
Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for being here on a rainy Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I had to take time out of our talk to fuck with Sim, but it does make me mad. It makes me a little bit mad when Sim talks like that because it's so fucking stupid. It's like when Trump said that AOC was had star potential.
I mean, she's sitting right here. I feel like we've wasted.
I know. Oh,
I think our listeners will agree with me on this.
Fucking me through. Okay, fine. I don't think they will because they're more loyal to me. Anyway. I love you guys. I love you more than Sim does. Ashley, thank you for being here.
Of course.
A couple of things. When did you start acting?
When I was, I don't even know. I started doing like commercials and whatnot, like being an extra, which is like my favorite thing to do in commercials. I loved it. It was great. I started doing that when I was like 9. And then I got in a soap opera when I was 14. So that's like really when I started acting, I guess.
I always thought that like being an extra, a background actor is a dream killer. Like, because it feels so demoralizing. And
I really loved it.
You did?
Just because I would get to skip school.
I thought you were being like...
No, I'd get to skip school. I'd get free food. And I would just be on set all day. And like, you know, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm weirdly so relieved to hear you
really
say that. Because I always feel like... on Mom, you know, we try hard to just be kind and generous and like,
yeah,
because I feel like we all understand, we're all like older actors, that we understand how hard it is to feel secondary.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that spirit in general, but, so that's nice that, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I really loved it.
I would have loved to have skipped school.
Anything to skip school was like the goal.
Saved me some trauma. In school, were you bullied?
Oh my God, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, just because...
Because you're beautiful.
No. No, I was just like... Because I was like the typical blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, I did a lot of Barbie commercials. And so I'd be on... You know, anytime the kids are we are watching TV, I'd pop up on a commercial, right, and then
gotcha.
I would just get reamed in school because they had nothing else to do. Like they were so mean. I got like at sleepovers, they'd put like gum in my hair, so I'd have to either cut my hair or do whatever. I one time got like a sleeping pill in my drink when I was
young. Who the
fuck
are these bitches?
No, it's crazy, and it's so funny because then once you start like, you know, being successful. Or whatever, they all come out and they're like, oh my God, we miss you so much. I was like, you guys were the rudest people. Like, I would cry every day in school because, I mean, that's why I hated school. I just didn't want to go anymore. But I mean,
I did a local commercial in Seattle where I grew up. It was a frozen yogurt commercial. And my line was like, my mom, like off camera, says, Amy, are you eating ice cream? And I say, not anymore. And I would walk through the halls of like, you know, in the locker bay. Do they still have locker bays? I don't know. And people would be like, not anymore. And I got like $200 worth of yummy yogurt as payment. And it was like, thanks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Like my whole journey is ruined. He's never going to like me. But granted, I was, at the time, I think I was 14, but I looked like I was 8. Like I was a very, very, very slow developer.
Same with me. Yep.
And I had headgear. Did you have headgear? You probably didn't have headgear.
I didn't have braces or headgear or a retainer. And I was really upset. I just felt left out. Everyone had braces.
Oh.
And so I would take... fucking gross. No, I would take my sister's... This is so disgusting. I would take my sister's retainers, which didn't fit my mouth, and I would put them in and go to school as if it were mine. And it would be like half hanging off, but I was like, I have retainers. Like, I'm part of like the crew of like...
Yeah.
You know, but I would always put hers in, and that is so gross. I can't even deal. But... To fit in, I would just, you know.
Isn't it like, don't you think that, I mean, I guess it's a gift of getting older is that you just don't feel that pressure to do shit like that. Like, and like I used to wear a training bra when I had nothing happening. And, but because like, you know, like everybody else was. And then I wonder when it shifts, like to like, you know, when I want to march to the beat of my own drum, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be overt with that. And I don't know, like maybe for me, it was maybe, I don't know. Maybe it still hasn't happened yet. Fuck.
I don't know. Mine would be,
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't know. And I don't recognize that person. I had a retainer as well as headgear and braces. It was a long journey. I think it was I joke about how it was my parents like wanting me to be a virgin forever. but I used to imagine that my retainer talked to me and was a brilliant mathematician.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Anyway, I would go on imaginary talk shows and look at myself in the mirror.
Oh, I would do the same thing. When I had a day off from school, I always got my, I loved Taco Bell when I was growing up. My favorite thing ever.
Who doesn't?
So, no, it was like the best. That was like my number one meal. If I could have anything, I'd go to Taco Bell.
What was your order?
Two tacos, extra cheese, and then a bean and cheese burrito. And
fuck,
I would just
yeah,
sit.
You gotta
my
have
mom
a
would
bean
watch
and cheese burrito.
Soap operas in the other room, and I'd be at the kitchen table because I wasn't allowed to watch the soap opera. Funny enough, I
Why?
Ended up being on that soap opera years
was
later.
Was that because like it felt too racy?
Yeah. My mom just didn't want me watching it. So I'd have to sit all the time by myself at the dinner table, and I would talk to myself and use the tacos as like microphones and interview myself just about my day and how it was going. And my mom would come in and I would constantly just be talking to myself all the time, just about God knows what. But Taco Bell was a great source of me being like, I'm actually cool. Like, I am the coolest person ever, and I have a lot to say to my tacos.
My parents were really strict with me in terms of, like, I wasn't allowed to watch television. My mom viewed, like, movies like Grease and Pretty Woman as terrible influences.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either, yeah.
And, like, Madonna, oh, God forbid, you couldn't, whatever. but it's my parents were not religious. And I think I think that my mom just wanted me to have like a bigger, I don't know. I think she just wanted to instill like so much pride in me that because, you know, she's essentially an atheist. And I don't want to speak for her, but it was confusing messaging to me. It was like, okay, so if you're an atheist and you want me to be proud, but you want me to completely deny my sexuality, I'm like, how do these things like combine in my head? I don't know. I don't know if you felt like, and your mom must have been so proud when you're on the soap opera. Like,
no, yeah. I mean, that I was on Days of Our Lives, and that was her favorite show. Like my whole family's favorite show. So when I got the job, I mean, I was obviously she had to take me and drive me and. I remember the first day she was just seeing all of the people she's watched for years on end, and she was so excited. So, I mean, I didn't even know what to expect.
My mom's
watch it, but.
Moment of pride was when I got sprayed to the ceiling in Scary Movie.
Yes.
By my boyfriend's sperm, of course.
That's.
I mean, but yeah. That's how powerful it was.
Yeah. Really moving.
But it was a funny thing. Like, I know that she was embarrassed, but I know that there was also this complicated feeling in her of pride, you know, when the movie did well or whatever. And we've talked about it. And I did this stoner movie that she was kind of against. When I initially told her, and then now she loves it, and it's—I don't know—it was complicated messaging for me, but I also, I guess, understandable in that, like, how do you want to raise a strong daughter who can, like, you know, whatever, be confident enough to make a living and believe in herself, and my mom's whole thing was like, you know, don't. Depend on a man and like you need to find your own fucking way or whatever. She didn't say that part, but and I just remember thinking, I'm going to save up all my money, buy a limo, and I'll live in the limo so I just can portray myself as a wealthy person.
My sister's birthday, my mom got a limo, and we went to this restaurant in LA. I forget which one it was, but we got a limo, and I used to think that I was Mary-Kate and Ashley, both, when I was younger. So I would dress like them, and
That's
I
good.
Went to this restaurant and told them that I was Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. I put my name down in the restaurant. I was like 10 or 11, but I was like, oh, my limo's outside. Like, I have to go to work. But truly just thinking that I was the Olsen twins and had my mom get this limo so that they would think that it was true. Look, nothing like them. They were also 16. I was 10 or 11, but still just trying to convince everyone that I was an Olsen twin.
Ashley, I feel like if I were your age,
we would have been friends.
I would have been. You kindred spirit.
It was the best thing ever.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would go to fraternity parties and
I wish I did that.
When I was in the freshman in college. This is fucked up. Have I talked about this before?
I know the story. This is a little messed up.
It is fucked up in hindsight for sure. But I was going through a very angry stage, which I haven't quite like gotten out of, but whatever. I'm getting older, so my mind is getting numb. But I know I would go and I would tell guys that I was 15 and this is my first fraternity party. Because my test, it was the first time that guys sort of were paying attention to me because I was able to reinvent myself in college a little bit. Mm-hmm. And my test was like, are they going to hit on me knowing that I'm 15? Because I looked young and yeah, it was a fucked up experiment. And in my head, because I come from a family of sociologists, I was like, this is my sociological experiment. And sadly, like, a lot of people were still like, dude, she's fucking 15.
Yeah, most of them were like, you know, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're too young.
I mean, like, my sister's a tryout and this is my first. Like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Like, this is so much fun. Like, you guys are all so cool. Like, it's amazing. Your name is Ryan. Because they all felt like everybody's name was Ryan at the time. But like, this is amazing. Like, you guys are so much cooler than the kids at school, whatever stupid fucking lame shit that it was lame of me to do that kind of thing. But I was going through like, where is my place in the world when I feel smaller than this other gender? Mm-hmm. And I feel like who, it, I guess maybe in hindsight, it was like, I'm trying to figure out how I tackle the system in my own way, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fucked up. Sorry, Ashley.
Yeah.
I feel like you have some stories to tell, but you're not going to. And that's
no,
all right.
I mean, I didn't get to do the whole like high school thing. I didn't go to college. So I feel like I missed out a lot in that area. Like I mean,
in the lonely, miserable area
just being social and having friends. I didn't really have that because I was always working and all my friends were older. So I was always the youngest thing. And I always wanted to go to, you know, high school parties, but I could never go because I didn't go to school. I wanted to go to a college. I wanted to be like that, you know, that girl. And
I was so lonely during those times, though. I don't know if that's any.
I was lonely during my times.
I felt so alone. I would just talk to myself.
I kept like changing from, I was like, am I like, can I fit in with the hacky sack crowd? Can I fit in with the rave hacky crowd? Sack. I'm like, where nobody likes me.
That is the worst feeling. I mean, till this day, I am that person. Like, I'm pretty shy when I first meet people. And then once you get to know me, it's fucking, you know, people are probably annoyed being my friend. They're probably like, shut up, please. You're so.
I like it that you just threw your hands out like you were rolling dice.
I talk with my hands. It's bad.
No, I love it. No. I love that. I love it. I love it. I do because I'm accused of being dramatic and animated, but I think that those are fucking, that's like what we fucking do. But do you gamble?
I play blackjack.
Are you good?
Yeah.
I felt like as you were saying, I own that shit.
When I used to go to Vegas a lot and I had a fake ID, and when I was bored, I would have my roommate be like, we're going to Vegas. And we would just drive up at midnight, somehow get in, and I would just be at the tables all night. Like, it was one of my favorite things to do. It was
so what makes
so
you
fun.
Good?
Because I don't fucking know. I don't know. I honestly just get lucky.
Or is
but
it
I
like
always
the,
I always end up winning money.
Is it
which
the underestimation of the people at the table? Like, I don't know if you.
You're not counting cards. How are you winning all the time?
I get lucky. I don't know what I'm doing.
Of the people.
Do you know basic strategy? Because I know basic
nothing.
Strategy.
I just play.
I never win blackjack. I love playing blackjack, but I can't believe you always win.
Jealous. Because I also get out at the right time. There's been times where I get really aggressive and I'm up a lot and I go and I lose everything, which is fucking annoying. But I usually just get lucky. But I also just love to play. I'll be there for hours. So,
would you have ever been with a pit boss?
What's that?
Do you know the guy that
the guy
the
that's
dealer?
Like watching you?
He's like watching it's
like
the
make her lose. Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
He's a guy who can give you free breakfast or like comp your
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going to Vegas this week, which is going to be very
fun. Oh, you are? What are you doing there?
I have to do this thing for this sunglasses company that I'm a part of. I'm doing this appearance, but I'm going to play blackjack, hopefully get lucky, then go see Magic Mike. I did that last time and invited all the dancers back to my room.
Wait, this is like the based on the movie or an actual like
No, the Magic Mike like
it's the show. It's,
they have the actual show
no,
based on
No, it's incredible.
The movie.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I invited five of the male dancers back. We went to a strip club and then went back to my hotel. And I was like, dance for me. I want to see everything. They were like, really? And they all took their shirts off. It was the best night ever. I was this is the best.
You and five dudes?
And then two of my friends, yeah.
Okay.
It was really fun. And then I went again in London. I mean, I love that show. And I got to go on stage. I mean, it was really incredible. You would die. No, but also it was so embarrassing because I didn't know that I was going to be brought up on stage, and I've never been. I got so red. I was like, "What?" God, everyone is staring. They're like giving you a lap dance, and I'm sitting there like, "I'm like, do I act like I'm into this? Like, I don't know what to do, and I'm just laughing and like going completely like red. I'm just like, this is the most embarrassing thing. If I hadn't had drinks beforehand, I would have ran off the stage. But then I ended up becoming friends with them, and now I'll probably see them again this week.
I just want to be called up on stage.
I hate it. I think that was like the worst feeling for me. I got very shy and weird, but it was fun.
It was like, yeah.
At the end, I was like, great. Now I made friends with all the Magic Mike guys. Like, great.
So, should we do deal breakers?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Improv.
You choose.
All right, let's do improv.
Oh God.
Okay. So you're in Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ski or snowboard?
Nope.
Neither one?
No.
Okay, so you're in Aspen promoting your sunglass company.
Okay. Yes.
But it's still winter, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And you're hanging out at a lodge at the bar.
Giovanni?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. It was always something.
Giovanni.
That's fine.
No, wait. What was it then?
I forgot. I thought it was Giovanni.
It wasn't?
I'm the bartender. I forgot my name.
Let's
just go with Giovanni.
All right. Okay. So you're sitting there.
Okay.
Think about what drink you've ordered. Whatever you're doing, that's like whatever, Four Seasons, it's a high-end lodge.
And I probably drink an old-fashioned.
You've just been talking about, ooh, nice.
Yeah.
So you've been talking about
fashion.
Sunglasses. Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Old-fashioned, that's cool.
Yep.
That's like pretty old school. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Giovanni, what's
Chad,
up?
Chad, how's yeah. it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, can I get Jack on the Rocks?
Sure.
You know what I want?
Yes.
No. Johnny Walker Blue. Yeah.
Okay.
You want a Johnny Walker Blue?
Can I get your credit card to start a tab?
No, man. Fucking Jake.
Well, I mean, for
me.
Johnny Walker Blue, it's $45 a shot.
Giovanni, all right, fine. Fuck.
I'll pay for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
You don't.
I have this huge company. Oh,
like
it's not a big deal.
Girl, like you don't have to fucking.
No.
Are you sure about this?
Trust me.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
I'll put on your tab.
So what do you do? Thank you, by the way.
Of course.
That's like the first time a girl's like paid for a drink for me. Thank you.
Trust me, I don't have to, it's all good. I have this really, really, really big sunglass company, so money's really not an issue, you know.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
I can show them to you if you want. We do, you know, men and women.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I like glasses, you know, shades. But shades of gray, whatever. Were you shredding it out on the slopes today?
To be honest, the power
fucking sick.
I don't ski, I don't snowboard. I just do a lot of drinking. This is my Aspen trip.
You drink
I just
escape.
Sit at the bar.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or I go on the inner tubes down the hill.
That's cool.
I don't really, yeah.
That's cool.
And then I just, you know, try and sell my sunglasses to whoever gets drunk enough to buy them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just like you hand pedal them?
I actually make them myself, yeah. It was a hobby.
So it's like you're a cosmetic saleswoman of sunglasses.
Basically.
No, that's cool.
Yep.
Avon Collin, ding dong. Yeah. Want some shades? All right. That's cool. That's cool, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But here's what you know that nobody else does is that you have to like make it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You have to build your own empire.
But no. Also, well, I feel like that's the only way that you can do anything around here.
G.
Oh, yeah.
It's Giovanni, not G.
But it's okay. He's good.
Giovanni, can we have a shot?
Here you go. Would you like a shot as well?
He's good. Yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you. Fucking A, man.
Not for him.
Yeah. I need.
I thought you bought the label for.
It was for me. Sorry. I mean, I don't really. I'm confused.
Okay, I'll pour you a shot as well.
Here. No. It's just for
what
me.
What's your name again?
Rebecca.
Becca. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
No, I know, but like now,
what's your
like
middle
he's
name?
Being
Can
really
I guess?
Here with
Can
me,
I
and
guess?
You're just now trying to like.
Can I guess?
What?
Can I guess what your middle name is?
Yeah.
Dimple.
No.
Can I guess your sign?
Go.
Fucking Capricorn.
Nope.
Ah, fuck.
Sagittarius.
That's cool.
But can I...
I'm not charging you for the shot.
I mean, now so it's like I actually don't even want to...
Can I
me.
Tell you, like, okay. what... Because I actually, like, I am also, like, an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, G. Tell Becca here what I do.
If Chad is bothering you, I can have him removed.
It's not fucking bothering her.
It's fine.
I'm not fucking bothering her. Giovanni, what the fuck? Do you want a tip or not? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Do you just come here all the time and just sit?
Oh, I just I gotta.
But is your thing to just get girls drunk and like? I don't.
No. I don't even need to get them drunk.
Oh, you're very confident. Amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Giovanni, you want to tell her?
I don't really think Giovanni knows.
He has an app. If you want to ask about his app.
Yeah, I got a fucking app.
Which one?
Silicone Beach, bitch. And here's the thing. It's called Titlook. And what it does, it like cuts down to like the human chase. You know what I'm saying? Like it cuts down to like our base needs. So you swipe right. You like the tits. You swipe left. Whatever the fuck. Anyway, it's just like, so we don't even, like, we don't, we, like, women want to be a part of it because it's like, they don't have to explain themselves in any way.
It's just
they don't have to, like, create a fucking profile, talk about their fucking passions or shit like that. It's just tits. And then dudes are like, I accept or not accept, you know? So it's like, it's been pretty fucking successful.
I mean, to be honest, I'm pretty proud of my boobs, so maybe I would just be on it. Oh, just fuck, see what happens.
We could totally take a pic if you want to be. I don't know, like you would be
if
like,
it's not, I mean,
you could be like on our fucking page, you could be like profiled or whatever, like tit profile.
I actually might, I don't know. Yeah, I would do it. Yeah, one more. One more.
One more shot of,
yeah, just to,
are you paying for this one?
Dimples, I mean, Dimples got it.
Okay, if you're going to pay for it, absolutely.
Yeah, I got it.
That's so fucking cool, Dimples. No, no girl has ever.
And that could be my, that could just be my name on the app. Do you think I'd be,
Dimps.
I mean, no, that's.
Dimples, that's cool, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How, like, do we really, how do we go about that though?
Tits with the dimps.
Yeah. I mean, it's it works. It works. Yeah. I hope I find success on this thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, babe. Yeah, you're totally going to. Like, because you got the glass. Like, you got, you're like the total package. You got.
But also, do I have to say that in my profile?
Nope.
That, like, I,
no, that's the cool thing about
it's just, like, it's just.
It's tits.
Just. Okay.
Yeah. And then when you guys, like, whatever, if you want to get to know each other, like, you can, like, elaborate on your shit or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, that's the only commitment, is just tits.
Great. I want to see how many, I've never been on an app before, I've never been on a dating app, so this kind of,
oh,
is kind of perfect.
Oh man, you're like, welcome to a whole new fucking world.
The thing though is if I were to be on that app and you do swipe on something that you like and then you see the person and it's just completely false, that would suck.
There's nothing false about, like, fucking tits.
They could, I mean, be putting somebody else's...
Other, like, tit? Listen, that's why we never show the face. It's just tits.
I would be highly disappointed if I swiped right and then I saw them naked and it just wasn't... It wasn't
She wants
picture.
To know what's on the other end.
Yeah, well...
Well, if the... She wants to know... Like, I'm sorry, I'm the bartender. I shouldn't be interrupting
your
conversation.
Yeah, Giovanni, he wanted to be a co-investor, but I was like, fuck you, dick. Anyway, but
she wants to know though what happens if the male swipes on tits. What does the female swipe on?
Dicks, obviously.
No, income.
Oh, wow, that's genius.
Yeah, babe.
Tits and money. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Mensa member.
Oh God. I've gone to some dark places.
Wait, this is the first time Chad actually hit it off with someone.
I know.
That's never happened before.
Ashley, you tolerated Chad for a long, wonderful time.
She's on the app now.
You're going to take my photo.
Not we only is she on start... the app, she is our headlining tits.
That's right, your profile, would you say profile page?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is me.
Like,
I am...
join Tidlook.
With my tits, yeah.
Thanks, amazing. Ashley, for committing to that, because guess what?
It's true.
And
we've
got a $2,000 Target gift card for you.
Oh, fuck yes, I love Target.
Quick pick of your tits. Michael Sherman's just going to take it in the bathroom.
Yes,
Michael. And then we're going to start the whole process.
Oh, my God. There's a in Europe, there's a dating show purely based off of body parts, and they start from the ankles and you go completely naked and you get to choose who you like by their body parts, and they show everything, and then when it comes down to the last three people and they fully get like revealed, the person choosing also has to get naked and then they go on a date fully clothed. I mean, it is the weirdest thing I've ever fucking seen. And it's on like a, it would be like on ABC in America. Like, it's just, it's so crazy.
So, okay.
I was fascinated. I could not, I was just like, but how does this
Is that only exist? Fascinating for like one or two viewers? Like, because it feels so, so fascinatingly base, just like tit look. That I don't mean to disparage Chad.
Chad's great.
He's love my Chad. Cousin.
Love Chad.
And I love him. but it, like, where does it go? You know what I mean?
It's crazy. I mean, I was really shocked that that was even a thing. But it's you see them go get clothed and then just go on a date. And they never really work out. But it was the craziest concept I've ever seen.
But isn't it like tantalizing in concept only.
Well, what's interesting? Yeah. The date part? Is the date part interesting?
Like, no, you don't see, you literally see like a little shot of them at a restaurant. Gotcha.
But can you watch it over and over again? Does it get old after a while?
No, I watched like two episodes and I was done.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I mean, it is really, it's so weird.
Like like when concept alone is like so whatever, stupid and shocking that it draws you in for a second, but then there's no follow through.
No,
that,
yeah.
That it's like,
it's interesting because you've never seen anything like it, and then you're just like, oh.
Like us idiots. Like because I would totally watch it too. I watched a show in London when I was shooting there a few years ago called "Fuck Off, I'm a Ginger."
Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, what?
Like, so that is,
what does this mean? Like, what?
It was, fuck what, off was the, not the title though. It wasn't. It was something like, it was,
no, it was
F off.
Fuck off, I'm a ginger.
Yeah, it was F off. But after 9 o'clock or something, yeah, there was some like laws.
You
like
can, you can clear. Like
I didn't yeah. like investigate the UK swearing laws. But after a certain time, you can swear, and they have advanced. I do believe that definitely in the UK, they're much more advanced when it comes to linguistics because they don't like infuse the same stupid power. Like, yeah. So they're like, okay, after 9 o'clock, we can say fuck or pussy or cunt or whatever the fuck they say, or fanny.
What was that? So what was the show?
It was just like these, you know, red-haired girls that were defensive.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What do you mean? I don't understand. They put like a few red-haired girls in a room together.
What?
I don't understand.
Yeah, they just like went about their daily lives on high defense.
Who are
having
they,
red hair?
Yeah.
The only thing they have in common is that they have red hair. That's the only thing they have in common.
Yeah. There was also a show before
that. It's called
that
"Fuck Off, I'm a Ginger."
Called "Can Fat Kids that? Hunt." Did I tell you about that?
What?
Yeah, they took these. Oh God!
Is this on like network TV?
I'm telling you, the TV over there is so fucking crazy. Anything goes, and it's not offensive. It is so.
So these poor sweet kids that had some weight issues had to go to Borneo and hunt for like pigs.
What?
Pigs.
I don't understand this at all.
That is actually
this is so
insane.
Fucked up. This is really messed up.
Insane.
I'm sorry. That's really messed up. They're doing it for a laugh, obviously. It's really messed up.
Well, the kids had to, most of them had to go back home. And
no, I would cry. I think I'd cry watching that.
No, they're all okay. They're all fine.
Do they actually hunt the pigs?
Well, they attempt to. But there is like a tribe that is looking completely confused.
Or like, what?
No, I know. I don't really want you to look this up, but I kind of do.
I mean, I'm now interested.
I think everyone is looking both of these shows up right now.
It made me feel okay about our, like in the U.S., about our level of reality television.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. And this was like, I don't know, what was it, 2009 or something? And I would come home from a day of shooting and I had like three channels in my room and I was like, what can this, there's a show called Can Fat Kids Hunt? Followed by Fuck Off, I'm a Ginger? Where the fuck am I?
Every
element of it is wrong, which is like exactly what you were saying about the, what was the show called?
Naked Dating, something like that.
A salacious concept versus like actual content. That's why I love The Bachelor.
Oh my God. Okay. I've never watched The Bachelor ever. I just started watching it for the first time. I am obsessed. Demi is my favorite one right now because she's so crazy. But I've never been more in, like, I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I've never been more into a show in my life. I don't know how I've never watched The Bachelor before or The Bachelorette.
Are you watching? The one that's on right now with Colton?
Yeah.
Colton was on.
He was on our podcast. He's such a nice guy.
Oh my God.
He's a sweetheart.
But also, so I'm confused because, you know, obviously it's, you know, so much drama. There's so many girls competing and all this other stuff. Oh, we have Fuck Off, I'm a Ginger.
Oh, I love you.
Good job, Sammy.
Sammy, what did you just bring over?
Followed by Fuck Off, I'm a Hairy Woman. Yeah. What? I want to see that as well. I want to check these out. These are bizarre. Interesting. But I mean, how can you really connect?
Get to know somebody?
Should
we do a role play right now?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Do you want to be Colton or should I be Colton? I'll be Colton. I feel like you should be Colton because.
Okay, I'll be Colton.
Okay.
But do you. Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to be. I'll be. Oh, God. What should it be? I don't know what, like Sarah 2 or Sarah B. I'm Sarah B.
Sarah B. Great.
Hey, oh my gosh. Hey, Colton. Oh my God. I am so excited to be here tonight and I can't thank you enough. Like, this is the most amazing, special night of my life.
Look, I am so happy to be here and meet all of you girls. You are beautiful, by the way. But you know, I'm really here to find.
I know
that person.
I know, me too. And what I want to say is that it's so weird to have my boyfriend like dating like five other women, and I just want to know if you have the same feelings towards me that I have.
I feel a connection with you. I honestly feel a connection with you.
Me too.
I see you going far here.
I feel like we have so much in common, and I'm so excited.
I love spending time with you.
On this journey with you.
Yeah, of course.
I'm starting to have real feelings, like for the first time in my life. Mm. Because I don't know, you know, but my first boyfriend left me, and it was. It was really hard. So that's why I just feel like when I look in your eyes, when you look at me, you mean something.
Thank you for opening up to me and telling me that. It really makes me feel a deeper connection.
I'm so excited to be on this journey. And I just think you're the most amazing person and man that I've ever met. Mm. I don't know if you know this, but my
My grandmother died. She died a few years ago, and it was really hard for me. She lived a really full life. She was 103, and it's still been affecting me, but I feel like you're the only person that could kind of understand.
You are such a strong woman. I mean,
I've always been told that.
You really are. You continue to amaze me. And look, I'm here to find my true love, the one to
me too
take my virginity. Me too.
And can I also tell you? Oh yeah, well,
I know that might be weird. I mean,
I want to do it, but
mid-20s.
But what I also want to tell you is that, and I'm not the kind of person who wants to say anything bad about anybody.
What's going on with the other girls? Because I can't do this if people are not here for the right reason. The thing, I can't do it.
I don't think everyone is here for the right reason.
Who specifically? Like, because I can't continue to.
Carly C. And.
What's going on?
Sarah F. I just feel like.
You can't tell me that Carly C is not here for the right. I don't understand.
No. It's. I
don't know if I can handle this right now. Honestly, I can't deal with this. I can't.
Bad about anybody. That is not who I am. That's not who I am. That's not who I am. It's just Carly.
How do you know? How do you know this?
What? Okay. First of all, I think she's in love with her ex-boyfriend. And. Also, she's been like talking shit about me, and somebody put Nair in the group shampoo, and I think it may have been her, and it felt really mean, you know. Mm. But so I just don't think she's just like here to win, and I don't even think that like win in her mind is like she just wants like the accolade. Or whatever, and I want love.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to, I don't know how to handle the situation now. I'm gonna have to talk with her. Look, thank you for
you should talk with her.
With me.
No, you
it
should
really
totally talk with her.
It really means a lot,
but not for too long.
I have to, you know, spend time with.
No.
Look. I really feel a connection with you. I feel something deeper is going on.
I do too.
I'm starting to get the feeling of love.
I haven't really slept with anybody either.
That's really, I mean, that's going to be a very big step. I want to go to the next step. I want to take it there.
Me too.
I can't say that it's going to be now, but I do see.
Me too.
Maybe it could be, you could be that one.
I know. I mean, I've always viewed my vagina as like this precious thing. Mm-hmm. And like so I haven't let too many people in, you know. Anyway, Colton, thank you.
Thank you for telling me that. And again, your story is amazing. You're amazing. I can't wait to get to know you more. I'm going to give you the rose tonight. I'm going to give you the rose tonight for being open and honest with me.
Yeah. My God, that makes me want to cry. Thank you. I'm going to dedicate this rose to my grandmother.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Wish I could have met her.
She was kind of a bitch, but nobody deserves to die.
Thank you. I'm going to go back into the other girls. I need to see... You know, I still need to make some connections here, but I feel a strong one.
They're all
with
bitches.
You.
Truly, like, if you want, like,
I want something real. I want something real.
Yeah, if you want real tight pussy.
I mean, it's gonna be my first time, so
I'm like a camembert.
Okay. Well. I can't wait to explore that side of you. I'm really excited, and I think I need to leave because of that reason. But thank you again. I'll see you inside.
Love you.